This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam today. Mr. Modi took part in the Bhumi Pujan for 22,864 crore rupees access control expressway between Silchar and Shillong in Meghalaya, the first of its kind in the Northeast. Prime Minister also laid a foundation stone for an elevated corridor on NH-306 in Silchar and College of Agriculture at Patarkandi in Karimganj district. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said Northeast is now leading India's Act East policy. The Prime Minister also highlighted the centre's focus on improving railway infrastructure in the Northeast. On the conditions of war prevailing all around the world, Prime Minister said the objective of the government is to minimize the impact of this war on the nation's citizens. The 23rd Conference of Higher and Technical Education was held at the Golden Jubilee State Banquet Hall, Itanagar. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, graced the occasion as the chief guest. He felicitated the pioneers of higher education in the state and conferred the Outstanding College Teacher Awards, Best NSS Volunteer Awards, Best Program Officer Awards, Best NSS Unit Award, as well as Undergraduate Topper and other Topper Awards. The Governor also released a book titled Shifting Cultivation, Traditions and Practices Adopted by the Tangsa Tribe, authored by Dr. Odul Patin, Principal of Jomin Tang Government Model Degree College, Roing. The Governor advised that the higher education must progress with a clear and purposeful vision. He urged universities to promote innovation, research and creativity, encouraging students and faculty to develop solutions to regional challenges. The Governor further advised institutions to nurture entrepreneurship and build strong startup ecosystems. A fire incident occurred on 13 March in Itanagar's Hima Hospital's canteen kitchen. The canteen staff first noticed the incident and acted swiftly, immediately initiating safety measures and alerting the concerned departments. The situation was promptly brought under control with the timely assistance of the Department of Fire and Emergency Services. Patients were safely evacuated. Due to the prior mock drill conducted by the Fire and Emergency Department, the hospital staffs were able to respond swiftly to the situation. Today, an acknowledgement and appreciation program was conducted in the hospital premises by Chief Managing Director and Medical Superintendent to facilitate and thank all the hospital staff and members of the Fire and Emergency Services for their bravery, prompt action. Henkelia monophylla, a rare plant species endemic to Arunachal Pradesh, has been rediscovered after nearly 189 years from Lohit district by Botanical Survey of India. Sharing the news in a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said a rediscovery highlights the extraordinary biodiversity of Arunachal Pradesh. Such findings not only aid to global botanical knowledge but also reminds of the ecological treasures the state holds. More than 40 laborers were reportedly found without valid inner line permit in different parts of Dapurijo town in Upper Subansiri district on Friday. The matter was reported to the local law enforcing authority by the ST Bachao Andolan Upper Subansiri unit, which raised concern over the increasing presence of laborers without valid permits in the district headquarters. The individuals found without ILP have been reported to the police for necessary verification and further action, sources informed. The organization also appealed to the law enforcing agencies to maintain strict vigilance at various police checkposts across the district to prevent illegal migration into the town. The government has revoked the detention of Sonam Wangchuk with immediate effect, who was detained under the National Security Act in September last year. The Home Ministry said that the government remains committed to fostering an environment of peace, stability and mutual trust in Ladakh to facilitate constructive and meaningful dialogue with all stakeholders. Intermittent moderate to heavy rainfall has been lashing Siang Valley and adjoining Upper Assam areas for the last 3 days, disrupting normal life of the residents of the region besides affecting their business activities. Gusty winds accompanied by heavy shower damaged electric lines along Assam-Arunachal boundary area and disrupted power supply in Pasighat, Rukshin and Jonai of bordering Assam for several hours. Thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. Forecast has been issued for all districts except Tawang and Kradari district of Arunachal Pradesh by the Met Center, Itanagar. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.